Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Always appreciate you guys tuning in, not just to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, but to all the great shows we hear at the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. So with that being said, I know you guys caught the podcast from earlier the week talking about Ed Oliver. I'm not going to get into that too much on today's podcast, but you can always go back and check out that episode and Buffalo Rumblings Q&A with Matt Warren. He addressed it as well in his latest podcast. As we go through with this, I want to talk a little bit about anticipation as it relates to the schedule. And I had a piece on BuffaloRumblings.com earlier this week, power ranking the five huge games on the Bills schedule. And this was all my opinion, right? I wasn't getting feedback or input from anyone else. It was really just myself taking a look at the schedule, right? You take a little time, things set in. Let's be honest, there's not a whole lot else for us to talk about at this point. You start to take a closer look at those games on the Bills 2020 slate. And for me to really look at it and say, what were those five games that really stood out to me, right? What were those five that I could take a look at and think to myself, I would have the greatest amount of anticipation for? And I'd be curious to get your take, right? As we go with this, there's some comments in the article here, but you know, really the question for you is, what is your most anticipated matchup of the 2020 schedule? And as you look at it, right, it's certainly an exciting slate of games for the Bills from this standpoint. You know, so for myself, I had really the top five matchups that I myself am looking forward to in this season. First up and was number five on my list, right? Again, five games that I had in descending order here, and it's the Week 13 game at the San Francisco 49ers. When Nick Batt and I were going through the schedule when we had the special combo podcast for Breaking Buffalo Rumblings and the Nick and Nolan show, you know, this is one that I look at, and I think it's going to be a bit of a slobber knocker, I think was the term that I used. Two of the NFL's top defenses coming together, Monday Night Football. You know, you just look at a matchup like this and you think to yourself, okay, this is one of those. You're talking about the defending NFC champions, Buffalo traveling out west, Monday Night Football. Again, two great defenses. What that's going to mean for this matchup, you know, maybe you can look at things and say, well, those AFC games should take, you know, higher precedent, I guess you could say. But when you talk about Monday Night Football, playing the San Francisco 49ers, that is one I am certainly looking forward to, seeing what Sean McDermott and his defense can do against Kyle Shanahan and what he may have schemed up. For me, that was number five on the list. At number four was the Week 14 Sunday Night Football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, another one, you talk about two of the elite defenses in the NFL coming together. Everybody remembers the game from the 2019 season where the Bills clinched their spot in the playoffs with the Sunday Night Football win at Pittsburgh. Well, now it's going to be at New Era Field. You know, things are going to be completely off the hook, to say the least, if there is a crowd in place. And, you know, obviously waiting to see what happens there. But the Bills and Steelers playing in primetime, Week 14, you know, if there is an atmosphere, if there are fans in the stands, it is one that I think you will see plenty of black and gold shirts and jerseys and probably those terrible towels and all those things, as just like we saw a great contingency of Bills fans in Pittsburgh last year. But it's another one of those you look at, not just two of the top defenses, but arguably two teams that should be in contention for the playoffs. And when you're talking about Week 14, obviously getting into that heart of the season where there certainly should be some jockeying for playoff position. Number three on my list, the Week 8 game against the New England Patriots. And I went with the Patriots here. You know, right now, Jared Stidham might be their quarterback. Maybe it's going to be Brian Hoyer. Who knows if they look to make a move for somebody like Cam Newton, Joe Flacco, others, free agents that might be out there. But from this standpoint, and I chose this game versus the primetime game coming up later in the season, because it's that first game of the 2020 season for the Buffalo Bills against the New England Patriots. And as we look at this, I know people are talking about the Bills being the favorites in the AFC East, and you know they have the most talented roster and this and that. I, like many Bills fans, right, not in a position to feel overly confident, until the team actually clinches the AFC East. Right, I am not going to sit here and look at something like this and think to myself that the New England Patriots are finished, that their run is over. Yes, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski are both down in Tampa Bay, and it's going to be very interesting to see what that team looks like. But we've seen enough Bill Belichick teams have some success, even though their quarterback might not be in place, right, with suspensions in the past. We've seen success from Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, as we look at these things, you know, you've got who knows what Belichick can do, right, when it comes time to scheming things together. And, of course, who can forget the season that Matt Castle had where they had them on the brink of the playoffs when Tom Brady was down for the entire year on injured reserve. So with that, my number three choice, it is the Week 8 game against the New England Patriots. Now, here's the piece where the discussion comes in, because for me, right, I'll get to it and then start part of the conversation. And again, would love to get your thoughts weighing in on this. My number two choice is the Week 6 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And my number one choice was Week 1 against the New York Jets. So let me go into this a little bit. And like I said, I want to get your feedback on this, because which matchup are you looking forward to the most? And for me, as I was going through and, you know, I spent a little time thinking about this, right? There is no greater anticipation for no matter who the matchup is when it comes to Week 1. You know, you go through the combine, you go through free agency, you go through the draft, you go through the undrafted free agents, you go through minicamp, you go through rookie minicamp, you go through OTAs, you get to training camp, you get to the preseason. And then finally, you have your Week 1 matchup. And in this situation, it also happens to be at home at New Era Field, and it also happens to be against an AFC East rival in the New York Jets. And I think as you go through with this, no matter what other matchup could be on the schedule, for me, there is nothing I look forward to more than that opening week game, no matter who it's against, no matter where it's taking place. Now this year, right, I think it makes it a little bit easier because it is the Jets, because it is at New Era Field. You'll have plenty of storylines that can tie in with both Josh Allen and Sam Darnold, two great friends off the field. Of course, there will always be comparisons because they were taken in the same draft. So as I go with this, right, as I look at things, that became the no-brainer. And I think at first when I started to think about this, the no-brainer for me was going to be the Week 6 Thursday Night Football game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Another one that'll be taking place at New Era Field, but you've got plenty of storylines that really tie into this one, right? Sean McDermott as, going against his mentor and Andy Reid. You've got Patrick Mahomes matching up, I guess you could say, with Tre'Davious White. Of course, fans remembering the 2017 draft day trade where the Chiefs moved up so they could select Mahomes. The Bills moved back, got Tre'Davious White and draft picks, and obviously Trey White, an all-pro season for the Bills in 2019. If you want to extend it just a little bit, right, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, you talk about the arm talent both of these guys have. Two young and exciting quarterbacks, although Mahomes obviously is an MVP and Super Bowl champion on a bit of a different level than Josh Allen right now. And of course, if you want to talk about Tre'Davious White some more, him matching up with someone like Tyreek Hill, what that's going to look like, plenty to be excited about when you look at this type of a matchup. But again, when I came down to it, as much as you can say, this is the AFC champion, the defending Super Bowl champion, it always comes back to Week 1. For me in that situation, and maybe it's because the Bills will be the favorite in Week 1 against the Jets playing at home, you know, in Week 6 against Kansas City, even though the game will be at New Era Field, that the Buffalo Bills will be underdogs in that matchup, at least assuming they are right at this point. You never know what will happen with injuries or changes or what type of start teams get off to as it comes to this season. But as you go through with it, right, as I had to make a decision, I guess you could say, for the sake of the podcast and the article, it was that Week 1 matchup against the New York Jets. But I want to hear what your thoughts are, even as it relates to all five. Certainly some people had chimed in and said, how can you not include the Tennessee Titans on this list. And, you know, and that certainly would have been the number six game for me. I think as some might look at it saying, you know, that matchup ahead of a, you know, a non-conference match, right, against the San Francisco 49ers does not carry as much weight as a game against the Tennessee Titans, the Bills going back to Tennessee. But, you know, as you look at all of these things, everybody's got a different opinion as we go forward with it, you know, and for me, these are the five games that really stood out the most. I think the only question for me was what kind of order I put them in with the New York Jets game in week one going ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs in week six. So, you know, as we go forward with it, like I said, hit me up in the comments section here at BuffaloRumblings.com. You can always hit me up on Twitter at Anthony Marino. You know, you can always find me there and leave your feedback because I would love to get that piece too. I think as we go through it, right, it's that time of the season where we talk about a number of different things. And I'm always curious to hear what's on your minds as it relates to the Buffalo Bills. Now, another piece that I think is pretty interesting for Bills fans, and I don't put too much stock into this type of piece because I think when you talk about it, it's rumors and different things that come about with it. But I think this is one it's worth discussing just a little bit. And I bring you the story because these guys at NewYorkUpstate.com, Ryan Talbot, you guys know him and love him. He's been on the show before. He's the one that really captured this and shared the article at their site. And the headline is Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen reportedly would have gone number one in 2018 draft had this trade occurred. And as you go forward with it, right, Chris Sims from NBC Sports was on with Dan Patrick and talking about, and somewhat adamantly, right, that there was at least a conversation of a trade taking place in 2018 where the Seahawks would send Russell Wilson to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for the number one pick in the draft. And, you know, as you talk about this, you look at so much, of course, the Browns used that selection to take Baker Mayfield, but it would have been interesting, right? The Seahawks had to make a decision, as noted here, if they were going to give a big contract to Russell Wilson, or does this become the opportunity for them to trade him, get that rookie quarterback, leaving them enough money to sign free agents that they want, maybe to extend guys, you know, they won a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson on a rookie deal. And does this give them the opportunity to try and do that again? So here is the quote from Sims, and I'm going to read it out to you because I'd love to get your feedback on this as well. Here's his quote. "This is something I know. This is not a rumor. This is something I found out about not too long after the 2018 NFL draft from some people close to the situation. And then had it confirmed on the other side by the other team involved in it. What I know is, yes, there was talks a little bit between Cleveland and Seattle and Cleveland giving that first pick in the draft for Russell Wilson. I don't know who struck up the conversation. I would imagine it was Seattle. It makes sense. Again, Seattle, they were debating on do we want to make Russell Wilson the highest paid player in football? I don't know how serious it ever got, but I do know that it was a very real conversation." And then the part that gets interesting for Bills fans, Sim says, "I don't know this for sure, but I've been led to believe it was Josh Allen. That's what I was led to believe. Seattle had their eye on that, which makes sense too, because he has a little of that Russell Wilson-ish quality too." Now, as you go through with all of this, right? I mean, we talk about what ifs on the site. What if this happened in this game? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, "I don't know this for sure. I've been led to believe," and different pieces that tie in with it. Of course, it's a little bit of that silly season. But as I was going forward with this, it's just like, could you imagine if that would have happened leading up to the 2018 draft? Russell Wilson going to the Cleveland Browns, the Seahawks selecting Josh Allen, him staying out on the West Coast. And who knows what the Bills would have done at that point, right? Would the Jets have taken Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield? Would the Bills have been trading up to get Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold? I have no idea how things would have come together. I do realize it's a little bit of the silly season, but, you know, Chris Sims, he's connected. He's, you know, his work with NBC Sports, he's talking about it. I don't want to say I don't believe what he's talking about. It's just a little bit crazy as we think, and here we are a couple years later that this comes out. But just certainly a what if, and imagine what could have happened if something like that was to transpire. So anyway, as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in, not just to this show, but everything we do here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at @AnthMarino. You can leave your feedback there. And do me a favor while you're at it. Hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts so you can get all of our great shows here on the channel. That includes Circling the Wagons, Believe, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, The Nick and Nolan Show, of course, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, Blitz Bills, you know, and we're just happy to, you know, bring you guys content throughout the off season. You know, as we come through with it, whatever updates we have, we will get them to you, and always appreciate you tuning in. So I thank you guys for everything. As I always say, go Bills. Take care.